USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia is expected to rule this week on whether an eviction moratorium imposed by the CDC will stand. A judge on Friday refused a request by landlords to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold, though she ruled the freeze is illegal. The court has given the Justice Department until 9 a.m. Eastern time on Tuesday to respond. The parties have asked that the court issue a ruling by Thursday. A powerful magnitude 7.2 earthquake has left its mark in Haiti. There have been at least a dozen aftershocks. More than 300 people have died. At least 1,800 others are injured. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. The situation could get even worse in the coming days, with Tropical Storm Grace predicted to reach Haiti by late Monday or early Tuesday. There are also tropical storm watches along the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Fred strengthens. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The search continues this hour for any more survivors from the devastating 7.2 earthquake that struck the hemisphere's poorest nation of Haiti on Saturday. Hundreds are dead, thousands more are injured. We check in with John Clemens in the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
We were able to get through to Cara Buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince about the damaging aftershocks that could cause even more death and destruction.
So we are hearing a lot about the roads being obstructed, and things are still shifting and moving, right? We had a number of aftershocks even last night.
A tropical storm could also strike portions of Haiti with heavy rain and high winds by Monday.
We could anticipate potentially some heavy rainfall that could affect the situation, but like I said, we're glad to hear that the brunt of this storm should be diverted and not hit the area of the epicenter.
But with this death toll, over 700 and more than 2,800 injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The soon-to-be governor of New York, following the resignation of Andrew Cuomo, plans to stick around a little longer.
New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a former congresswoman, has mostly labored in obscurity under Governor Cuomo, but as the New York's first female governor, she will almost certainly face a bruising primary battle in 2022. She does intend to run.
I fully expect to. I'm prepared for this. I've led a life working in every level of government, from Congress to local government. I am the most prepared person to assume this responsibility, and I'm going to ask the voters at some point for their faith in me again, but right now I need their faith, I need their prayers, and I need their support to make sure we get this right.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, says the U.S. could decide within the next couple of weeks whether to offer booster shots of the coronavirus vaccines to Americans this fall. Dr. Collins telling Fox News Sunday that the effectiveness of the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines may wait over months and that it may necessitate a booster with health care providers, people in nursing homes, and the elderly. 26 crew members and a passenger on a Carnival Vista cruise ship who have previously been vaccinated have tested positive for the virus. The ship was making the cruise from Galveston to Belize. Nearly 97% of passengers and more than 99% of the crew on that ship were vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.